I think so, maybe. I suppose that it, or down the river. You know, the river runs down country or down low. Or what?
Okay.
You know, I guess maybe maybe that's it. Just expression people have.
What about if you're traveling to Boise? Would you ever say, what would you say if you're going to Boise?
Oh gosh, I don't know. Just going to Idaho.
Or to Portland. Would you ever say I'm going out to Portland? Or?
Well, you might say out to Oregon or Portland or something. I don't know.
Do you think you'd
never
say that?
Thought about that.
Would you just say I'm going to Portland, or would you say I'm going out to Portland?
I think, I don't know, maybe probably just going to Portland
okay.
or through there. I wouldn't know.
If you're going east, if you're going to Sundance, let's say, would you say anything? How would you express that?
Well, I don't know. We just say we're going to Sundance. And of course, we always have to go to the Bighorn, you know that. But Powder River Pass is usually the main pass that you go. But I don't know. It's in the extreme northeast corner of the state, of course.
So you'd have no way of expressing?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Maybe just accept you're going to Sundance, what I would imagine. Going to Casper, anything like that. I don't know why.
Let's say, in the United States, they express distance in, we express distance in, not kilometers, but
miles would that be?
Let's say last winter I got my car stuck in the snow, and so to get it out, this action would be to get it out last
push
winter. Okay, so last winter I
you mean I don't know whether like you might push or try to push it out.
Okay,
but
that's what I was looking for.
Is that what you mean? That is that the word?
Okay, so last winter I pushed. Okay, or I could have tied a rope to it and I.
Well, when they they pull them out or tow them.
Okay.
Tow them, you know, if they got to get a record to tow you with a car, well, they fasten a chain or something and pull you out. I guess you'd say it.
Okay.
I don't.
And how would you express a short distance? You say, oh, that's just. You know, for another town that's very close, to say that's just a...
And I don't know, just a few miles away or something.
Okay, and a long distance is something that's very, very far away, you say?
Far away, that's a long way or something.
Okay, and something that's rare could also said to be something there's very few of. Say that it's something.
What would it be? Like I say, my head's getting fuzzy. I can't think for a minute. If it's something that's rare or not scarce, maybe that would be the word.
Okay, that was exactly
that. Think a minute. What would be the word?
That
was
the bonus word.
That might be the word. It'd
okay.
be scarce.
Where would you catch a train? Where would you catch a train if there were trains to catch?
Well, the nearest, there's no trains near here, I'll tell you. When the trains were running, when we first used to go to Chicago, when my son went there, we used to go to Billings to get the train up in Billings
okay.
and go on.
And the building that you would catch it at would be called?
That was the depot.
I see.
Yeah, we used to go on the train. What was that train called? Oh, I can't even think.
Is that the Zephyr?
Used to run from and out to Seattle up that way. What was the name of that? Well, it don't matter.
Hiawatha, maybe?
I can't think of that. It had the Vista Domes on that track, some of the cars, you know.
Where would you go to see a movie?
Well, a theater or I suppose an outdoor theater. I suppose a theater. I drive in or
okay.
theater.
Did they ever call movies by any other names? Did they ever call them picture shows?
Yeah, what were they called? Movie.